As Christians, during this period, we are particularly called to be witnesses to the Word of God, to live out our faith in our actions, so that all may know what we believe. The renewal of the church is achieved through the witness offered by the lives of believers, by their very existence in the world. We are called to be evangelists, to proclaim the gospel both by word and by action, by preaching and teaching, as well as by the living witness of those committed to the work of healing the world. Evangelism is at the heart of Caritas. We hope to change individuals and to transform the world by touching people's minds and hearts with the liberating good news of Jesus Christ, who came not to be served but to serve. When people give their time or resources to Caritas, whether it be a donor who sends a check, to a volunteer who spends their free time at a soup kitchen, to a community member who helps build a well, they are changing their own lives and their lives of those around them. But it is easy to lose hope when we see so much suffering in the world today. With violence in Latin America, the Middle East, and Africa, the impact of climate change in the Pacific and Asia, or growing poverty in Europe and North America, at times it seems as if despair has become contagious. But hope is everywhere. We just need to recognize it. Yoshka Achayo was 8 when she had to flee her home in South Sudan and was separated from her mother. She spent years with relatives as refugee in Uganda. Now 25, Yoshka is back in her native area in South Sudan, where Caritas is giving villages seeds and farming tools so they can grow enough to feed their families. Sometime after her return, Yoshka met a woman on the road. "I asked her for help in finding my mother," said Yoshka. "I didn't recognize her. Then I realized it was my mother." We started crying tears of joy. And so, we pray that we may be witnesses to the light of truth and justice in the world today, and that we may enable all people to flourish. A blessed Christmas to you all.